Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Chance of rain showers today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 69, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for showers tonight, lows dip down to about 47, partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for showers again tomorrow, 72. Chance of rain showers Thursday and Friday, 75, Thursday, 57, Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Max Dutton. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Flags across Kansas will fly at half-staff beginning today. Governor Kelly issued the order Monday in memory of former Kansas Supreme Court Justice Evelyn Wilson. She died after a battle with ALS. Flags will fly at half-staff until sundown on Thursday. A bill designed to fix a growing shortage of lawyers in rural Kansas is now law. Governor Laura Kelly signed it on Monday. Law students can now receive stipends and student loan repayment incentives for practicing in rural communities. A Wichita woman who planned to distribute more than 100,000 fentanyl pills is headed to federal prison. A judge sentenced Mona Reyes to 20 years. She was arrested in 2023 while possessing 115,000 fentanyl pills and nearly 9 pounds of meth. In Wichita, I'm Max Dutton, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. LoveYourMindToday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit LoveYourMindToday.org. That's LoveYourMindToday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A bill that would have ended in-state college tuition for certain Kansas students is no longer moving forward after Governor Laura Kelly issued a veto. The legislation targeted a long-standing state policy that allows students who attend Kansas high schools for at least 3 years or graduated from a Kansas high school to qualify for in-state tuition regardless of citizenship status. The bill passed both the Kansas House and Senate but fell short of the votes needed to override the governor's veto. Lawmakers are expected to revisit the issue when they return to Topeka. The policy has been in place since 2004 and has benefited thousands of students, many of whom were brought to the United States as children and have limited option for legal status. Debate over the bill sparked strong reactions inside the State House. Some lawmakers argued the policy should end, claiming it conflicts with federal law and places a burden on taxpayers. Others pushed back, saying those claims were inaccurate and warning that removing in-state tuition would reduce access to higher education for students who have grown up in Kansas. State agencies also indicated the bill would have little to no financial impact, countering arguments that ending the policy would generate significant savings. Supporters of the current law says it helps build a stronger workforce by allowing students educated in Kansas to continue their education and contribute to the state's economy. For now, the existing tuition policy remains in place as lawmakers consider whether to take further action. Governor Laura Kelly vetoed House Bill 2603, legislation that would prevent municipalities from imposing additional regulations and fees on certain security systems used by Kansas businesses. HB 2603 ensures that businesses can utilize battery-charged security fences without facing conflicting local requirements, excessive permitting, or unnecessary barriers that limit their ability to protect their property. The bill establishes clear, consistent statewide standards and prevents local governments from adding additional restrictions that go beyond those requirements. House Speaker Dan Hawkins said the bill is intended to reduce regulatory barriers and limit what he described as unnecessary government overreach. He indicated the measures would allow Kansas businesses to protect their property without navigating differing local regulations or facing resistance from cities. Hawkins said the legislation establishes consistent standards while giving businesses greater flexibility to address concerns such as trespassing, theft, and vandalism. He also stated that the veto moves policy in the wrong direction and that House Republicans plan to vote to override it. The Kansas judicial branch is raising awareness about a new scam that threatens court enforcement for an unpaid toll and encourages the person targeted to scan a QR code to make a payment. The scam appears to be a message from the traffic division in a Kansas district court. It lists a fake case number and the name of a judge who does not exist. Any person can check whether they have a matter pending before a district court using the Kansas District Court Records case search. If a traffic infraction exists on case search, it will also generally show whether there are any unpaid fines or fees. The case search site links to the KS Court's Central Payment Center, where payments can be made online. Courts are encouraging the public to check the Spot the Scam webpage if they are contacted by someone who claims to be with a court. The page says to be alert for these signs that a contact they did not expect is a scam. Scammer initiates contact. Scammers ask for personal information, and scammers demand payment. This page also gives guidance for reporting scams and a link to contact information for courts statewide. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is urging lawmakers to prioritize funding for public education, particularly special education, after vetoing a bill that would expand tax credits tied to private school scholarships. The governor rejected House Bill 2468, which proposed increasing tax credit limits for a low-income student scholarship program and allowing participation in a federal tax credit program for donations to scholarship organizations. Those tax credits would apply only to students attending private schools. The measure previously passed the Kansas House and Senate, and lawmakers could attempt to override the veto when they returned to session. In announcing her decision, Kelly emphasized the need to focus on strengthening public schools, pointing to ongoing gaps in special education funding. Her proposed budget included more than $50 million in additional funding for K-12 special education, an area the state has struggled to fully fund for years. Critics of the bill argued it would shift resources away from public schools and toward private education, raising concerns about long-term impacts on the public school system. Education groups also warned that expanding such programs could contribute to greater economic and social divides among students. Supporters of the legislation said the tax credit programs help expand access to scholarships and provide more educational options for Kansas families. They also argued that participating in the federal program would ensure funding benefits Kansas students rather than going to other states. Private and faith-based school leaders noted growing demand for scholarship assistance, especially among low-income families, and said the program has already helped thousands of students across Kansas. National Sorghum Producers is now accepting entries for the 2026 National Sorghum Yield Contest. State and national winners will be selected from contestants in East and West regions across the irrigated, dryland no-till, and dryland tillage divisions, with one overall winner chosen in the food grade category. Growers again have the option to choose between two verification protocols. A market-based verification option allows contestants to verify yields based on grain delivered and ticketed at an approved scale, while the traditional on-farm verification option allows for supervised waybacks at harvest. This flexibility is designed to accommodate a wide range of farming operations and encourage greater participation. The entry deadline for the 2026 National Sorghum Yield Contest is November 24, 2026. Harvest report forms will be available beginning May 1st, and all completed forms must be received at the NSP office no later than December 2nd. The contest highlights more than just yield, focusing on recognizing innovation, sharing knowledge, and pushing the limits of what is possible in sorghum production. NSP CEO Tim Lust noted that growers continue to raise the bar each year, and the organization looks forward to showcasing those achievements across the industry. The goal of the National Sorghum Yield Contest is to increase grower yields, transfer knowledge between producers, and identify top-performing sorghum growers at the state and national levels. To enter, contestants must be members of NSP. More than one member of a family may enter, but each participant must hold an individual membership. National and state winners will be recognized at 2027 Commodity Classic. To find the entry form, official rules, and more information, visit sorghumgrowers.com/yieldcontest or email yieldcontest@sorghumgrowers.com. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Well, Monday night, Deere & Company sent out an official release that it had reached a settlement agreement to resolve the multi-district right-to-repair litigation pending in the United States District Court for the Northern District of Illinois. The settlement addresses the issues raised in the 2022 complaint and bring the case to an end with no finding or wrongdoing. Denver Caldwell, Vice President of Aftermarket and Customer Support with John Deere, gave the following statement: as we continue to innovate industry-leading equipment and technology solutions supported by our world-class dealer network, we're equally committed to providing customers and other service providers with access to repair resources. He also said that they are pleased that this resolution allows us to move forward and remain focused on what matters the most. Now, as a part of the settlement, according to the Deere news release, Deere will deposit funds into a class settlement fund. The funds will be distributed to class members pursuant to a court-approved distribution plan and used to cover administrative and legal fee costs. Additionally, Deere itself will continue to support customers and other service providers with access to repair resources, including tools, manuals, and diagnostic software. The American Farm Bureau Federation is backing a new agreement between the U.S. Department of Agriculture and U.S. Department of Interior aimed at improving grazing access on public lands. AFBF President Zippy Duvall says the Memorandum of Understanding will strengthen collaboration between ranchers and federal agencies while expanding access to the grazing areas. Duvall stated public lands grazing supports livestock production, helps reduce wildfire risk, and bolsters rural economies across the western United States. You're listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron, the Kansas Agriculture Network.
for this afternoon, expecting a bit more in the way of cloud cover, especially across far northern portions of the state, with just a slight chance for a hit or miss shower into far northern Kansas. Much of the remainder of the state, though, looking to stay dry, and we'll see a decent amount of sunshine the farther south you go. High temperatures by this afternoon, staying confined to the 60s into northeastern portions of Kansas, but working up well into the 70s across much of the south and west. For tonight, still looking to stay quiet statewide. Into the day on Wednesday, as a frontal boundary again edges in from the northwest, we do pick up a chance for some scattered shower and thundershower activity by the afternoon time frame from north central back into western portions of Kansas. And as that frontal boundary stalls out, those chances continue into Thursday. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, partial sunshine at times, a slight chance for a hit or miss shower with high temperatures in the upper 60s to lower 70s. We'll have our winds turning to the south at 10 to 15. For north central Kansas, partly to mostly cloudy skies, high temperatures climbing up into the lower 70s. We'll have breezy east winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. For northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, partly to mostly cloudy skies, high temperatures climbing up into the middle part of the 60s, but closer to 70 back to near Salina. Southeast winds at 15 to 20. For southeastern Kansas, a mixture of clouds and sunshine with lower 70s for high temperatures, winds turning to the south at 10 to 20. For south central Kansas this afternoon, sunny to partly cloudy with low to mid 70s for highs, south winds increasing to 15 to 25. And for southwestern Kansas this afternoon, sunny to partly cloudy with highs in the low to mid 70s, while breezy south winds at 15 to 25. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
The farmer's share of the food dollar keeps shrinking. That's according to USDA's latest estimates.
The farmers receive less than 6 cents of the industry dollar. 2.5 cents of that is crop farmers, and 3.3 of that is livestock producers. So what that means is after accounting for production expenses, every dollar that Americans spends on food, 5.8 cents is going back to the farmer.
Farm Bureau economist Faith Parham says the food dollar report shows that even when grocery store prices go up, farmers are still price takers, not price makers.
We'll continue to see headwinds in the farm economy despite higher grocery store prices or despite inflation because the farmer's share of that is so small.
Learn more on the Market Intel page at fb.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.